Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode number 260. It is the week of June 30th, 2018, last day of the month, just in time to get in a new episode before the month was over. I know I'm only getting out one show a month now. I'm working on it. I got a run clip for the show this time around, and then I got some great emails and email bag section of the show that we'll talk about right after the run clip. Hope you like it. All right, get ready to head out for 7. I'm going to do 2. I'm going to do 2 different ways to record my run, and I'm trying to do, I'm at my run, and for some reason it's saying delay start time. I'm not sure why. Start now. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I like to kind of check to see how the Garmin measures against the map my run. I'm not sure why I've decided to do that today. And I'm not sure why I'm running with my iPhone, but I just decided that I'm going to. So it's about 6:25 a.m. I'm running by myself today, which I'll explain here in a second. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going for 7 today. I'm going to head out south mile, come back, and then back at the house will be 2. And then at that point, I'll pick up my water bottle and do 5. So I'm going to try to just trick my brain a little bit. The reason I'm doing that is because I haven't gone this far in a while. We've just pretty much been doing 5-mile runs on the weekends with my group. But the reason I'm running by myself today is that everybody else is out of town. Ashland Brian is in Germany. Ashland Bob is in Portugal, and Ashland Tom is at the beach. So that leaves me, Ashland Dave, right here, of course, in the center of the universe. Tom will be out next weekend too. I think Brian and Bob will be back. Brian is overseas because his wife's side of the family's from Germany, and his daughter, youngest daughter, graduated from high school. And so they did a kind of a big epic family trip. Bob's in Portugal on a like a soccer team trip with his daughter and his father. And so by the time people hear this podcast, the Portugal-Uruguay World Cup tournament match will be over. But surely they'll be watching that today somewhere in Portugal. I'm pretty sure he's in Portugal because we didn't put together a group run for today. So most of us will gather again next week, minus Tom, so we won't be able to do a map run. So let me get back up a little bit and kind of review what's been going on. I'm training. Right now I'm just focused on the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. That's the next race. That's August 25th, Saturday. The plan is always for humidity. So this week's, quote, long run is 7 miles. And the program that our group is loosely following, and my group is Brian, Bob, Tom, and me. That's our group, 4 of us. Now, Bob doesn't really want to run the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. I don't blame him. I think Brian probably do it. Tom, I'm pretty sure, will do it. And we've run that as a group in the past before for fun. Just, you know, none of us are really that competitive. We just enjoy the atmosphere. Plus, because that race starts and finishes just about a half mile from my house. It's within walking distance, so it makes sense to do it. Make sure I'm still recording here. So that's the next race. Now, the training for that, I probably need to start getting more serious, and I guess that's why I got out early today. I've been just doing little 3 milers during the week twice. 2 3-milers, gym 2 days a week. So what my goal when I start each week on Monday is to do 2 gym workouts, 2 runs, and then the weekend, longer run. And it's been pretty consistent. I do fluctuate here and there with not really getting one of those. And I try to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Friday is open for a little happy hour with the wife after work kind of thing, where I'm not, usually she's off earlier on Friday, so that way I'm not coming home rushing out to the gym or rushing out for a run where I would have to come back and shower before I could sit and enjoy the evening on the porch or family night or whatever. Now, the biggest problem I've had, I got to get my weight down. I kind of fluctuate between 212 and 217. I weigh myself when I go to the gym only. We don't have a scale at home. And looking forward to April of next year, which I have announced already that I want to attempt a 100-miler up in Maryland. So I got to get the weight down to 200. I got to figure out a way to do that, because I have not really been changing my eating or drinking habits. But I think if I pick up the mileage, exercise for longer periods of time, I think that'll help. And I probably should ought to look at the eating and drinking habits. Pizza and beer, man, that's the, I just can't get enough, it seems. So that's kind of where we're at, where I'm at with training. Haven't been skipping those weekday runs. It's just been kind of hard to get past 3 because it's been so hot and humid here in Central Virginia. I've done some runs outside, some runs over at the college on the treadmill. And I got to tell you about that real quick. The place I work out is called the Brock Center. And in the summer, you sometimes have the whole place to yourself. And for somebody like me, I love that. Other times during the school year, of course, there's students and faculty in there. But when I get there between 4:15 and 4:30 on weekdays after work, there may be 1 or 2 people in there. There have been some times where there have been none. And that's nice. You might not like the music that's on, but sometimes it's just nice to have a big gym all to yourself, because you know you can look at yourself in the mirror. Nobody's watching you. So that's where I've been doing some of the shorter runs. Now, let me talk a minute about the map runs we've been doing. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, several months ago, our Saturday morning group, Brian, Bob, Tom, and I, decided to do a project that Sandy had done up in Michigan, which was to run all the roads in the town or the city. And her area is bigger than ours. But so we got a map from the town manager, who I'm friends with, because it's a small town of 7,000 plus people. It's easy to become friends with some of the local officials because you see them everywhere. So I got the latest map, which, believe it or not, was a PDF file of 2013 map of the town. So there's been some new roads since. And we're running every road. And we highlight it after we do it. Bob tracks it on his He's got devices coordinated between a wrist device and his phone. It's fancy. And then we go have breakfast and we highlight on them. We unroll the map, which I've made it into like a 18 by 20 inch little poster size thing. And we highlight it. We've made a lot of progress, but we've committed to only counting it when all four of us are there. Because we think it'd be neat at the end of the project, whether it's this year or next year, to just look at it and say, you know what, we did all those rows, all four of us together. And I guess that'll be a good feeling at some point in time. So we're making progress on that. And it is kind of neat because we do different highlights for different runs. Write the dates up in the corner when we get it done. And what we're kind of secretly hoping, it probably won't happen, but when we're done, we'll frame it and we'll give it to the owner of the caboose where we have breakfast every Saturday and go over this and see if he'll hang it up in there. But he probably won't because it doesn't really fit with the decor. But I don't know, I'd hate to give it to him and then not have him put it up and then we don't have it. I'll rethink that later. So, like I said earlier, I'm just focused on the Patrick Henry half for training wise, not necessarily mental thoughts going through my head. And I got a lot of changes on the horizon in my life. And that's why I thought next year would be the year to attempt the 100-mile race. I'll be turning 50 in May. I'll be retiring from police work. There's a mile. All right, I guess I'll walk out a tenth and then turn around. I still do the run a mile, walk a tenth. Well, for the first one, and then after that, I guess it's run a 0.9, walk a tenth. Yeah, lots of changes coming. Daughter, we're graduating from high school. I started this podcast when she was in first grade, 10 years ago, about that. And now she's going to be a rising senior. Wow, that's some perspective there for me. So I thought next year would be the year. And last week I ran with Tom. It was just he and I. And he said he was still interested. So the one we're looking at is called the CNO Canal 100. It's late April of next year. It'll be before I turn 50, but like a week before. It's kind of hard to time things perfectly. And not that I'm having issues turning the 5-0. I mean, plenty of my friends have, and they're doing fine. Just figured, you know, what a good time to have all these things happen. You know, and I might not make it. I'm not unrealistic in thinking that I'm going to go out there, do the training, and be able to make it. I mean, a lot of things can happen. I've had trouble in 50Ks before. But we'll see. Well, if I have time to train with, I think we'll probably be okay. All right, I'm going to head back and pick up my water bottle. And it's been very difficult to put out podcast shows because my job is really, really getting complicated and it just wears me out. Sometimes all I can really do is get home, get my workout, and then just kind of sit. And I think in some ways, and I'll kind of go into a little bit of a philosophy corner here for a second. With the work I do, I think there's an expiration to it. Expiration of the soul. I do almost exclusively child exploitation, sexual exploitation cases. And I will say I have been effective over the years. Put a lot of people in the penitentiary for what they've done. There's many different ways crimes like that are committed. You know, hands-on, online. You know, offenders do lots of different things. I've arrested teachers. Other types of professions that you would think wouldn't do the kind of stuff. I guess I shouldn't mention others at this point. But the work has gotten so complicated with search warrants and devices and electronic records and all these technical things. Sometimes that's easy because you can do a lot of that at your desk. But what gets really tiring is when you, say, set up to do a search warrant, and you have to come up with an operations plan, and you have to get personnel, and with officer safety being paramount, and trying to know everything you can about your target location, it gets just so tedious with having to make satisfy all parties involved with reviewing the work, and then also your search warrant affidavit. And what makes that hard is that the work we're doing was not work that was being done by our supervisors, so they don't fully understand. So it kind of wears you on you. Wears you out. Good morning. How are you? I'm probably sharing too much info there, but that's what I've been experiencing the last couple months. Some cases coming to a head, and then my partner, Troy, helping him on his cases, which are the same because we both do same type of work and help each other out. We'll cut down this road on Unseat Way. I've never been down here. You know, I'm not jaded to the point where I don't care anymore. I do. Of course I do. To do these types of cases, but I'm understanding more and more now why in Virginia, if you've been a police officer your career, your eligibility to retire with full retirement can happen at age 50 if you have enough years of service. When I was a younger officer, I never really thought I'd get there. You always think that's so far away, that magic number. But here I am about a year away. I'm eligible June 1, 2019, and I will probably make it happen September. So just over a year. But the magic date is June 1, so if an opportunity was to come up, you know, I'll be eligible to leave. And the reason I share some of this with the podcast listeners, this is a little bit of a deviation from my normal subject matter. It's not for sympathy, but maybe it's for, if you're a civilian, maybe have a little perspective on the police that police your community and what some of them do that you don't see. You know, you see the patrol officers deal with a lot too, but there's many of us that work, I guess, behind the scenes, if you will, that only we'll come out and we're only really visible during search warrants or other activities, and sometimes you're just plumb worn out by the time you get to that point handling the case, dealing with the subject matter, making sure your victim is getting proper services. And like I said a few minutes ago, I think there's an expiration date to a man or woman that does that for effectiveness. And I don't want to get past that point. There's a quote I've seen over the years that says, and this is for like the people that manage you, he's like, don't ever push your loyal employees to the point where they no longer care. And I would consider myself a loyal employee to my agency, and I don't want to ever get to that point where I no longer care, because then I think you've lost a good handle on what's important. I mean, my daughter has pretty much been, well, she has been raised in a law enforcement family. And I think in some ways, I'm ready to let it go. enter to a new phase of life, doing a job in the private sector. And of course, the financial part of all that is ideal because you get the double dip. You get a, you know, you go seek a job. I've got a college degree, so I expect to find something in this economy that's going to be real good pay. And then add that on top of my pension. And I think my yearly income is going to get us to a point where we can finally do some projects around the house that we've been maybe holding off on, such as cutting all them damn branches that are growing all over the top of the roof and clogging up the gutters with leaves. Stuff like that that we've just, you know, is expensive and it's hard to, you don't really see anything. When you do a project like that, you're not sitting in your house watching TV really enjoying that, but I'm not really sure what I'm saying, but it's stuff like that that we're going to need to handle, and I think we'll be able to do that. So let me talk about World Cup fever just for a few minutes before I get back to the house. My family doesn't have to worry about me during March because I don't follow college basketball. I may watch the championship game when it comes to that March Madness stuff, but I don't sit and watch. But every 4 years, and really every 2 years, I guess, to a point, because you got the Women's World Cup, then you got the European Championship. But World Cup, soccer, that's my thing. And I've watched every game so far. Some of them a little bit on fast forward. But we're now finally down to the group of 16. So it's a little more manageable. And the funny thing about the United States not qualifying for the tournament, I don't have any anxiety about their performance, obviously. I'm actually enjoying it a lot more. The matches. So today, Saturday, is two of the first knockout games. And I think Argentina and France is the first one. Uruguay and Portugal is the second one. I'm going to have to miss the first one because after my run this morning, the reason I'm out so early is because I'm helping a local Boy Scout with a project for his Eagle Scout project. Got a train coming behind me, so we might get a nice little surprise with the train sound since I'm running 3 feet from the track. Man, that's 2 miles. I'm not quite home yet. I'm not sure if the Map My Run app is working. I can't hear it marking off the mileage. So that's this morning. And what he's doing is it's at our church, St. Anne Catholic Church in Ashland. He is clearing out an area where an old garden used to be to the left front of the front doors. And he's going to prepare that area for a cross that's going to be installed that is from the original parish a couple blocks away of St. Anne's when it was established here in Ashland. And I believe that cross is 125 years old. It's been refurbished, cleaned up, because it was in the rear part of the churchyard. So he's going to prepare this whole area and then have that cross installed. He's raised money, and what I've been asked to do is to come over with my chainsaw because we got to cut out some bushes that have just overgrown. And so that's meeting around 9 o'clock, so I had to get out early this morning to get this run in. I'll sweat my ass off and then go sweat my ass off some more with that. All right, here's the train. This is what we love about Ashland. We're Amtrak. Pretty cool. It's like 9 cars and an engine. It's an Amtrak. Amtraks, we enjoy those much more than the freight trains because they're shorter and get across the street a lot easier. All right. So I'm going to head on back, get my water bottle, and I mean, that was a quick 2 miles. I've always said this many times throughout the podcast years, if you want a real easy way to make the miles go by fast. Just go out and talk to yourself for a while. I mean, I'm already past two and I'm not even sure where that time went. Thanks for coming along.
And I was able to finish up, got my 7 miles in. It was real humid. Temperature wasn't that hot, but just the humidity made it very difficult. But I did enjoy it. And then I got home, got something to eat, and loaded up my car with some tools and went up and helped Kellen with his Eagle Scout project. He had two other adults up there. One was his father, a couple other kids in his troop, and then some over the course of the morning, some other people kind of came and went. And I was only up there for 2 hours. That was about all I could take because I wanted to come home and watch some of that France-Argentina game, which I watched on DVR. And now I know that France won, so they will be advancing, and then I'll be watching the Portugal-Uruguay game here in a little bit after I finish the email bag section of the show, which we're going to get into now. I've got some great emails. Of course, I heard from Bubba. Bubba's a local listener. He sent me an email right at the tail end of last month's show. I couldn't give him a shout-out, but he ran the marathon relay up in Buffalo. Bubba's one of my friends from Buffalo, and he's a big Bills fan as well. I've not decided if I'm going to be a football watcher this fall or not, but I'm kind of a lifelong Bills fan since third grade when I lived up there for 1 year. So yes, Bubba, good to hear from you. Glad you're listening to the show. He commutes from Ashland out to Charlottesville, I think just about every day or a few days a week, and that's when he listens to the podcast whenever I put one out. I also heard from David Williams, but this is the Mechanicsville Dave, not Down Under Dave. He sent me an email. He's actually, so it's been a while since he's run a marathon. He switched over to kind of doing the Spartan races. He did a Spartan Trifecta 2016 and 2017. He signed up for another one this year. His first race was up in Maryland on June 16th. He's on a team called Tom Foolery. Which is, he's in the National Guard, and he's created that team for some of his National Guard folks. We got together for beers about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was after I put out the last show and caught up a lot, and I forgot how much I really like Mechanicsville Dave. He's very easy to talk to. He's got so many funny stories, but they're not boring, and they don't overwhelm the conversation. So it's that kind of friend where you listen to him, he listens to you, and when you leave and part ways, you just really felt like somebody listened to you and you shared stories and a whole bunch of laughs. And I had just not gotten together with him in so long. And so we caught up, and I didn't even know that he was a rode motorcycles. He rode his motorcycle up to the caboose where we had a beer or two, or maybe, no, I think I might have had three. He might have had two because he was driving and I was walking. But he had a really cool motorcycle. I just didn't even know that he was a biker. So anyways, really good to see you, Dave. I hope you listen to the show still, and good luck with the trifecta. I know you did one back in June. I heard from my good local friend, Chris Colby, whose son I am the godfather of, little Stuart. And Chris is not a runner. He's a swimmer, but he does listen to the podcast. He likes to do all things Ashland, and so it's good to have him aboard. Chris, I always do appreciate you checking in. Yeah, I heard from Sandy and got good news in reference to Sandy. She's going to be completing her 50th marathon on March 3rd in Little Rock. And yours truly is going to be there running the marathon with her. I did sign up. I didn't mention this earlier because I'm not really looking that far out. But I did register for it because I didn't want it to get sold out for some reason. She said it probably wouldn't, but so my wife Monica and I are going to go down, and we're going to celebrate with Sandy and Eric, and I'm sure she'll have some other friends down there that she knows from around the country that are in the 50 state club. And that's going to be her 50th marathon. She's got a couple to do between now and then. One is in Hawaii, but March 3rd is going to be the date, and she has suggested and invited Monica and I to kind of come along, and I definitely didn't want to pass that up. Plus, that'll be perfect timing for my build-up to April of next year, which first race would be the Light to Light 50 in February, a Little Rock Marathon, and then that'll be plenty of time to recover from that and continue training into the Sino Canal 100 in late April, at least where I feel like I'm fully trained the lineup at the starting line. So Sandy, yeah, we'll be there. Sandy and I have run a marathon together before. It was the first time we met. We had communicated over email, but we met in Roanoke, Virginia at the Blue Ridge Marathon, ran that together for pretty much the whole way. They say that's the toughest road marathon in America. And, you know, instant friends with their husband, Eric. And then, of course, they're the couple that I went up to visit up in Michigan or 2016, I think, or was it? I think it was 2017 I went up to Michigan. I can't even remember. Anyway, they're great people, and definitely will be there for that, Sandy. Certainly wouldn't miss that if I had the ability to get there. Heard from Down Under Dave, and Down Under Dave has got some news that's not so good. He's not able to run anymore, the long stuff, because of health. And so we've traded some emails back and forth, and So anyway, I reached out and tried to support him, and he wrote back saying, "Thanks for your support. I'm beginning to digest the facts of life, but I'm still running an hour every day, avoiding hills and sprinting. At least I have that, and I'm determined to keep it. The hardest thing that I'm realizing is that I have nothing to obsess over. This has been important to me." He's referencing the long running. "A place to go, a go-to place when I'm bored or doing routine jobs around the house. So what can I do? Of course, I'll stay in touch. I've enjoyed chatting and listening to the podcast." And he's asking if it's hot up here, and yeah, you know it is, man. You know it is. So Dave, Down Under Dave, hopefully you continue to ride in. However, I do feel bad for you that your ultra running hobby is not something that you'll be able to do anymore. This is the guy, if you remember back, if other listeners remember, he did a stage race in Vietnam, I think it was. I think I might have got the country wrong. But he did this remarkable stage race through the mountains and had a bunch of pictures on his blog. And I kind of followed him through that and was really, really amazing. So he's been a good friend. And we actually did FaceTime or Skype one time and did an interview over Skype. And, of course, he met my whole family when we were talking to him on the computer on the video screen. So that was really cool. So I feel like, you know, I'm more than just an email friend. And so I feel real bad for him. But he sounds like he's not really giving up complete hope about running. Sounds like you can get out there and just run on the level stuff. So good to hear from you, Dave, and let's stay in touch. Ashland Tom forwarded me an email about pace groups they're looking for the Richmond Marathon, Richmond Half Marathon. And so I filled out their form, and I submitted it back, and I haven't told Ashland Bryan yet, but I put us down for the 2:30 pace group. I figured we could handle that. We'll do that for some fun, and haven't heard anything back, so we'll see if that even comes to fruition. I'm not going to hold my breath. Heard from Kenneth, and he ran the San Diego Marathon. He checked in a few episodes or so back, and what he was going to be doing was running to the start. He lives in San Diego, and he was going to run to what he called the commute. He was going to commute to the start of the marathon, which I think... I can't remember if he said how many miles it was. I think he said it was about a half marathon distance. And then I asked him how it went. He said the whole experience was a blast, although I fought through some tough moments in both the commute run and the race itself. He said late in the race, there was an active shooter incident near the race course, not connected to the race, but it caused a lot of confusion and disruption for the racers and in the community, but no runners were targeted or injured, and the suspect was apprehended. He said, "San Diego Rock and Roll is a big race, and it was amazing to see the city, which is his new hometown, come live for such a fun race. He's currently in week 4 of the Chicago Marathon, which is in October. He's not going to do a commute run for that course, but he's going to run the Chicago International 5K the day before the marathon with his wife, Carr." And I'm guessing that means it probably goes into Canada, or maybe I'm ignorant to exactly where Chicago is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the show, and I'm going to find out about that. Okay, I'm back, and no, Chicago is nowhere near Canada, so I'm not sure why it's called the International 5K. But anyway, that's what it's called, and that's what Kenneth is going to be doing, and he really likes the podcast. So I'm glad you listened, man, and it was actually your email that got me off my duff and did that May show, and I think hearing back from you again in short order got me off my duff and went out and did a run section for the show this month. And yours is the last email. So that is it for the email bag section of the show. You can reach me at ashlanddave@gmail.com if you come this far in the show, listen to this point. I appreciate all listeners. I get about, each show gets about 200 downloads. It back in the day when I first started the show, when I think some of these podcasts were few and far in between, I got a lot more listeners. I never did it for the volume of listeners. I did it for my own accountability. But I have to admit that it was kind of cool to connect with so many people. And sometimes it frankly got a little bit overwhelming. And I would miss somebody here and there. And I had one person that emailed me one time and actually didn't like that I didn't respond. So I try to be better about that now. And maybe having less listeners is much better. It's not a commercial show, so there's no expectation from any advertisers or anybody for me to get out shows any more often than I already am. I do try to get them out when I've got something to say. And like I was saying in the philosophy corner part, there's I think my job is kind of overtaken a little bit of my life. And sometimes that happens and your life kind of ebbs and flows. And for the last several months, mine has been ebbing. I'm hoping to get it to start flowing again, but it's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? So, again, send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com. If you want to check in, I love to hear from listeners. And I'd like to thank you for listening and downloading the show. I appreciate it very much. This is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a good week. Man, that sounds cool.